The two-day environment conference revealed the achievements over the past year. According to Minister of Environmental Protection Li Ganjue, the PM2.5 density in around 30 cities dropped by more than 11% year-on-year in the year 2017.
In general, our ecology and environmental protection still lags behind economic and social development and remains a key concern for the public. Therefore, we have to make greater and harder efforts to prevent and control pollution and improve the quality of the environment.
The minister says over the past 5 years, since the enforcement of Action Plan for Prevention and Control of Air Pollution, the goal for the first stage has materialized, but the overall situation remains stern.
In fact, there are still many problems in our air pollution control.To address these problems, it requires our huge efforts, and the ultimate goal cannot be achieved in one day.
He also said China will further cut pollution, aiming to keep the air clear.
We will work out a plan on defending the blue sky. We will continue to control pollution brought by the use of scattered coal and motor vehicles, promote the use of clean energy in winter heating in North China,and completes the coal-to-gas and coal-to-electricity projects for 4 million households.
The key areas to be covered by the plan are the Beijing-Tianjin-Hebei and the surrounding areas, the Yangtze River Delta, as well as the Fenghe and Weihe Plain. The goals are to reduce the PM2.5 density in all Chinese prefecture-level cities and above by 2% on average year-on-year by the end of this year,and to increase the number of good air quality days in these cities to some 80% by the year 2020. The Ministry of Environmental Protection will also further intensify the supervision system.
We've written the prescription and even got the medicine. We need to make everyone take it. Everyone must swing into action and strive for even better results in the Beijing, Tianjin, Hebei region and the surrounding areas and the 2+26 cities. Having set the targets, we must have people to see to it that we are fulfilled.
China's State Council issued the Action Plan on Prevention and Control of Air Pollution back in the year 2013. It outlines key measures to be implemented and serves as a guideline for the national efforts to prevent and control air pollution for the present and in the near future. Meanwhile, the Minister of Environmental Protection also says all Chinese cities will disclose safety conditions of drinking water this year.Remediation of drinking water sources is listed among the priorities in China's water pollution control for the year 2018. For CRI, this is Ding He.